The plants are really old, barely used, and kind of dirty. The one in Rowan County is called Bucksteam Station and began burning coal in 1926. 3 years later, Riverbend Steam Station in Gaston County powered up. Now, neither of them operates more than 80 days a year, and they wouldn't meet new environmental standards in 2015 without major changes. So Duke Energy spokeswoman Erin Colbert says it's cheaper and greener to shut them down.
It's a combination of the lower natural gas prices that we're seeing currently and the ability to dispatch with more options because of the merger's joint dispatch agreement.
Lower prices are part of the reason Duke is bringing 5 natural gas plants online. The Environmental Protection Agency says those kind of plants don't pollute the air as much as coal plants. And the joint dispatch agreement following Duke's merger with Progress Energy means the company has a lot more power plants, so now Duke can pick and choose the most efficient ones. The Rowan and Gaston plants will close in April. Colbert says Duke will try to help the 65 employees at the plants find jobs elsewhere in the company. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Charlotte.